And that reminds me of another mystery story, one concerning Lux Toilet Soap. It's from Mrs. Vivian Gardner of Santa Barbara, who discovered that for some weeks, Lux Soap was mysteriously disappearing from her cupboard. After competent detective work, she finally traced it to her teenage daughter. That young lady said, "Why, Mother, I thought you knew. I just took the soap to put in my bureau as sachets, because I just love the Lux Toilet Soap fragrance." Well, I'm sure Mrs. Gardner meted out to her daughter no more punishment than a compliment for her ingenuity and good taste. It's playtime and star time, and here they are. Lucille Ball as Kathleen and Mark Stevens as Bradford Galt in Act One of The Dark Corner. New York City, a sultry summer afternoon. In an old-fashioned office building, Detective Lieutenant Reeves is making a routine visit.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It says on the door, Bradford Galt, private investigator. You're his secretary?
Yes, may I help you?
Lieutenant Reeves, police department.
Oh.
Yes, you can help me, if you know anything I want to know.
Well, I wouldn't know anything you couldn't find out by asking Mr. Galt. He'll be back in a minute.
Nice quality. Loyalty. How long have you been working for Galt?
Several weeks.
What do you know about him?
I like him.
Does he keep you busy?
I sharpen pencils, do the typing, answer the phone, and mind my own business.
Well, look who's here. Hello, Reeves.
Yeah, hello, Galt. What are you working on these days?
My income tax. Why?
Nothing special. Last time I called on you, you were on 6th Avenue. Why didn't you tell me you were moving your office over here?
Why should I? I notified the Commissioner of Licenses.
Yeah, but you didn't notify me. I like to know these things, too. I've taken a professional and personal interest in you. I promised my friends in San Francisco to see that you didn't get into mischief. You're an impulsive youth, you know.
Look, I got a fast shuffle out west. All I'm asking is a fair chance to work up a legitimate business. I'm playing this by the book, and I won't even trip over a comma.
I hope not. Okay, Galt. I'll see you around, I guess.
It's nearly 6 o'clock, Mr. Galt. I'll leave, too, if there's nothing else.
There is something else.
Oh?
Would you mind having dinner with me?
Is this part of the job?
It is tonight.
Working conditions are certainly looking up around here.
And party your nose, honey, and let's go.
Oh, dinner was lovely, Mr. Galt. Thank you.
You're welcome. Say, how'd you like to go dancing? We got some great playgrounds up around 52nd Street.
Among them, your apartment.
Oh, well, that's just a coincidence.
I haven't worked for you very long, but I know when you're pitching a curve at me, and I always carry a catcher's mitt.
No offense. The guy's got to try, doesn't he?
Not in my league, Mr. Galt. In my league, we play for keeps, said she with a smile.
Oh, well, maybe I ought to fire you then.
Before you do, I ought to tell you something. We're being followed.
I know. Guy in a white suit, about 5'10", brown hair, sports shoes.
I've never been followed before.
Hey, that's a terrible reflection on American manhood. He's been tailing us since we left the office.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe he likes your big blue eyes.
Do we just keep walking?
No. There's a cab at the corner. Take it. Go around the block, then park across from our office. Wait there till he comes out.
And you?
I'll invite the white suit up to the office for choir practice. After he sings, you follow him. Let me know where he goes.
Okay, but what have you been doing lately?
What do you think I've been doing?
Well, I think you could have been doing a lot of things. Because you're stubborn and impulsive and you think you're tough. You've got some blind spots, too.
Yeah? Name one.
Sentiment about women, for instance. You're afraid of emotion. You keep your heart in a steel safe.
I suppose you're the blowtorch type.
I can be warm.
Good. Here's the cab.
Be careful, Brad. I'll see you later.
All right, Buster.
Huh?
Let's take a walk.
Why?
Because there's a gun in my pocket that says you'd better. Come on. My office is just around the block.
I don't like this, mister. I don't like this at all.
Just stay in the chair. You travel light, don't you? Nothing in your pockets but a roll of nickels?